Going to the dentist may not be at the top of everyone's list, but when offered some free dental care earlier this year, more than 1,500 eagerly showed up at Florida State Fairgrounds. Lottie Watts with Health News Florida reports on the long lines of folks there for everything from cleanings and fillings to root canals.
Over 2 days at the Florida State Fairgrounds, volunteers with the Florida Dental Association provided more than $1 million in free services.
How'd you make out?
I made out great, man. I feel good.
Good.
I feel real good.
Good. And you'd have that root canal done?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, good, man.
It's outstanding. Hey, now, can y'all put me a tooth in the middle?
Yep, we can. When? Come back tomorrow?
For real? You gonna put a tooth in there tomorrow?
They may be able to.
Well, now, come on now. I get up in the morning. They say they can put a tooth in there tomorrow.
Above the din of drills and electric tooth polishers, Association President Terry Buckenheimer says more than 800 people were in line at 5 a.m. when volunteers got there to open the doors on the first day.
It was inspiring in a way because we knew we were doing something that was needed. The bad thing is we know it's needed. So it was a good and a bad feeling, but to be here to serve the people and for them to say thank you, God bless you, things like that, it was just very meaningful for everybody.
By the end of the event, volunteers saw more than 1,600 patients, including Stella Mikesell of Brandon.
Yeah, she's going to have a little difficulty talking because she's numb on the right side, but
I don't lean numb.
Stella's good.
She got to the fairgrounds at about 4:30 in the morning.
I didn't expect quite the line that was already out there, though.
Under the Federal Affordable Care Act, health insurance plans are required to include dental care for children. That's not the case for adults, although Mikesell's employer does offer dental insurance. She's just waiting for it to kick in.
I had it for 3 years, and then I got laid off and on January 6th, and then they asked me to come back on February 6th, but my insurance had gotten canceled in the meantime, so.
She says she couldn't afford dental work.
Yeah, it started hurting really bad, yeah, so.
By the afternoon, Mikesell had one tooth filled, another pulled. Nearly 1,500 volunteers came from across Florida to do everything from cleanings to oral surgery. James Walton has been a dentist for more than 40 years.
Mostly the folks that come to see me, quite frankly, are financially able, you know, to have dentistry done. And in some cases, we do pro bono dentistry, and we do those kinds of things without telling a lot about it because otherwise we would be inundated, you know. And I think most dentists do that.
He made the trip to Tampa from Tallahassee.
But here you've got the situation where you have all these people who have a true need and have some financial limitations. And so it's just great to be able to give back.
Walton says the majority of Americans have habits that are bad for their oral health.
But a lot of that can be mitigated because those folks that can come on a regular basis, even though you may not be able to break the habit, you can at least shorten the length of time between visits, and so you can really help to mitigate the situation. Folks here that are coming here don't have that opportunity and aren't able to go into a dental office on a regular basis, and so things compound for them, and then they get to an emergency type situation, which is a lot of what these folks are.
Terry Buckenheimer, the president of the Florida Dental Association, says oral health is connected to overall health, but knows aesthetics are important too.
We had one gentleman that said that, you know, now I can go back into the workforce because I was a salesperson, and when I'm missing teeth, people just don't pay attention to me. They think I'm either stupid or they think I'm not educated and things of that sort. So this way, we're putting him back in the workforce, and that's fulfilling.
Buckenheimer says he hopes to replicate the Tampa event in other metropolitan areas across Florida. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.
There are plenty of health issues facing Floridians every single day. Stay on top of it all with Health News Florida, which is made possible in part through your financial support.